There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says Beijing and Washington must find ways to get along to safeguard world peace and development. Tensions have been soaring between the two superpowers over Taiwan. The Chinese leader says improving communication and cooperation with the U.S. will help increase global stability and certainty. He also acknowledged tensions between both sides and troubles around the world, saying these are not peaceful times. The Chinese Defense Ministry also extending an olive branch to Washington. A spokesperson says Beijing is willing to have military communications with the U.S., but red lines remain. American lawmakers have recently visited the island, much to Beijing's objection. Beijing sees the trips as breaches of the One China policy. Officials say Washington is trying to change the status quo in the Taiwan Strait. The comments come after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Beijing wants to speed up the seizure of the island. Well, let's get more from Simon Marks. He joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, President Xi Jinping saying he is willing to explore cooperation with the U.S. in this new era, likely referring to his third term as China's leader. But is the U.S. in any mood to cooperate with Beijing after labeling China its most significant competitor?
Look, I think there's no question that the United States will actually welcome these overtures from President Xi and absolutely see them as directly connected to the events of last weekend at the Party Congress in Beijing, particularly the elevation of Wang Yi, the senior foreign diplomat, to the Politburo, and also the elevation of the Chinese ambassador to the United States to a higher level within the Chinese Communist Party leadership. Both of those were interpreted here as Beijing sending a signal to Washington that it really wanted to place a greater focus on the difficulties that exist in the Chinese relationship with the United States. And now these comments from President Xi, I think here, will be read as the Chinese underscoring that they are indeed sending that message. It, of course, doesn't magically make the difficulties in the bilateral relationship disappear, but it certainly sets the stage for at least the possibility of more dialogue in an effort to resolve them.
Still, China has made it clear red lines remain. How is the U.S. Planning to navigate China's red line regarding Taiwan?
Well, there's no indication that the United States is going to compromise on the positions that it's taken towards Taiwan. President Biden, of course, finds himself domestically in a bit of a difficult place on Taiwan because he is under increasing pressure from Capitol Hill, including from many members of his own party, among them the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who, of course, made that controversial visit to Taipei a few weeks ago, under pressure to take a tougher line towards Taiwan than certainly the president, the secretary of state, or his national security advisor currently seem willing to take. That, of course, doesn't mean that they are ready in any sense to accept the possibility of Taiwan being taken back into the mainland's fold. But it does indicate that the president has a little bit of his own navigation to kind of work out as conversations ensue about Taiwan, an issue that absolutely remains very much at the heart of the difficulties that exist between Beijing and Washington, D.C.
Perhaps a way to find that cooperation, an opportunity to find that cooperation when President Biden and President Xi are expected to meet on the sidelines of the G20 next month. Any sense of if that meeting is going ahead?
Well, certainly President Biden has indicated that if it is possible for him to meet President Xi face-to-face in Bali, he is very keen so to do. If indeed the Chinese president is going to travel to Indonesia for that summit, then I think absolutely the centrepiece in many ways of the summit will end up being a bilateral meeting that may take place in Bali between the US and Chinese leaders. There's a flip side to that coin. Though, for the US president, on the one hand, he's very keen to meet the Chinese leader in Bali. But on the other hand, he is very keen to avoid Russian President Vladimir Putin if he indeed attends that summit. So we're going to see some very interesting diplomatic footwork efforts to try and secure a meeting between President Biden and President Xi, and efforts absolutely to reject the idea of any kind of meeting between President Biden and Vladimir Putin if the Russian leader goes to that summit.
Well, Simon, do keep us posted. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.